You're with us on The Morning Show as we talk sustainable tourism. And here's the deal. You may recycle, you may compost, take public transportation in your day-to-day life. But have you thought about sustainability issues when you're on vacation? We're looking at ways to limit our environmental impact while on vacation, regardless of whether it's some far-flung place or here in Wisconsin on the Dells. Did you recently take a trip that you would consider sustainable, or are you currently planning one? What was that like? Would you do it again? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Kelly Louise is the founder of Impact Travel Alliance. That's a nonprofit that promotes sustainable tourism through education and advocacy work. She also runs a travel and lifestyle blog called The Culture Collective. Kelly, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me.
So put some parameters around what is and what isn't sustainable travel. How do you define it?
Absolutely. This is one of the biggest questions that we get, because I think it's really inspiring when you start to realize that you can improve the world through something as universally appealing as travel. And then the second question from there is just, what is sustainable tourism? So in its simplest definition, sustainable tourism is simply travel that has a positive impact on the environment, the economy, and the culture of a destination. So it can be applied to anything from a vacation in Barbados to a business trip in Chicago.
How would it differ then from ecotourism? Because we've heard about ecotourism.
Good question. So ecotourism is just tourism that takes the environment into account. And so it's something like being able to visit an eco lodge in Costa Rica, or if you have an experience that really pays a lot of attention to conservation efforts in the wildlife. But sustainable tourism is taking in a more holistic approach. You could actually categorize ecotourism inside of the umbrella of sustainable tourism. And sustainable tourism, in addition to taking the environmental impacts into account, you're also looking at the impacts on the local community and the local economy.
Yeah, where do we see that in the local community and on that local economy? Can you tell us about how those local impacts can come about?
Absolutely. The first thing that we always say when we are talking to travelers about starting to implement sustainable experiences into what they're doing is just to, number one, start investing in locals. And that could be anything from shopping at a mom and pop location. It could be eating somewhere that has a farm to table restaurant. There's also a lot of great corporations that invest in locals as well. And I think that that's the easiest first step to take when you start considering how you can implement sustainable initiatives.
Well, oftentimes people go on vacation and there are these package deals, and you're signing up for activities, various excursions, zip lining, snorkeling from a tourism company. It's fun, it's easy, it's accessible. But what should we consider before just signing up for these activities?
Yeah, I think that that's it's a tough question, because it's never completely transparent when you're looking at different things that you can do while you're traveling. So I always try to take a step back and look at what you can do while you're at home first, because sustainability is a lifestyle, and that doesn't start when you're traveling, it starts when you're at home. And so by implementing little changes and being conscious about the world around you, then that starts to make it easier when you're traveling, so that you can start to implement those experiences when you're abroad. So it's not to say that you shouldn't take an all-inclusive package, or that you shouldn't do like a luxury getaway or a budget getaway, because all of those things could be sustainable. It's more just about being mindful about how you're spending your money, so you're thinking about how that has a positive long-term impact on that destination. And again, the travel industry does not do a good job at clearly communicating this. And so I think the biggest thing that we as consumers can do is to educate ourselves on what sustainability looks like, and then start to vote with our dollars.
And when you talk about money and dollars, is traveling sustainably really about privilege? Is it expensive to plan a trip that's socially conscious?
It can be, but it doesn't have to be, which I think is really great about being able to have a sustainable experience. You can do a very a very luxury driven trip and spend a ton of money on one hand and have a completely sustainable experience. But then on the other side of that spectrum, there's a ton of really great projects and initiatives around the world that are budget friendly. And you can have a really great immersive travel experience that's also sustainable at the same time. One of my personal favorites is Hostelane International, and they have a network of hostels around the world that are completely within budget for a budget savvy traveler. And they have really great initiatives that go very deep into their organization that are aimed at supporting the environment and the community of the destinations that they're in.
We're talking with Kelly Louise of a nonprofit organization that promotes sustainable tourism through education and advocacy. It's called Impact Travel Alliance. Are you interested in traveling more sustainably, but are the costs holding you back? What obstacles have you run into? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation just ahead on the Ideas Network. We're learning what it means to travel sustainably with a lighter footprint, and you're with us on The Morning Show. Now we're going to fly over to our spring membership drive so we can check in on the fabulous developments there. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. Do you like that segue?
Absolutely.
All right. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
So get on the bus. Let's make that goal. Listener support is the largest piece of funding that makes this show, The Morning Show, and all of the others that you enjoy possible. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very important.
We have this dollar for dollar match in effect right now from current members. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. $100 turns into $200. You get the drift there. Take advantage of this match money. There's plenty of ceiling there. You can get your donation doubled for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right this very minute at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here on The Morning Show, we talk about travel and politics and the economy and all things Wisconsin. You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network, starting with this program. It's a unique radio service in the nation, and it's your support that makes it possible. So make a gift now for the station that you rely on and enjoy, for the shows you love, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a sustaining membership is truly the gift that keeps on giving, because when you become a sustainer, your membership doesn't have an expiration date.
And that's because monthly deductions from your bank account or charges on your credit card or debit card automatically renew each year. You always remain in control. You can give the gift that keeps on giving. Get your pledge doubled. Become a sustainer with a monthly gift in whatever amount is right for you. And you can do that now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you get your 2019 WPR t-shirt, not only will you share your WPR pride with the world, you'll also enjoy the soft, stylish comfort of this quality cotton poly blend tee. Where will you show off your WPR t-shirt?
Running around the neighborhood, hiking in the woods, kayaking.
Around my apartment, grocery shopping, I'd wear it to bars. There's not a place I can think of that I wouldn't wear it, except for a wedding maybe.
Around town, the farmer's market, and certainly on the weekends.
You can wear your WPR t-shirt so many places. Get yours now when you make your gift of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, it will be matched dollar for dollar. And we appreciate and count on your gift.
Now, you might be wondering, how much should I give? Well, that is up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs, and your pledge will be doubled this hour. And the programs, of course, keep you informed and entertained throughout the year.
So make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you. It will be matched at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. When you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day.
This dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. We have over $3,000 left to raise, so plenty of room and time for you to get in on this, but don't delay. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy, like The Morning Show, will go twice as far.
And you've been hearing about this cool t-shirt? It is amazing. You can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2019 WPR t-shirt. It's USA made. It shows how WPR is everywhere you are, in town, at home, in the great outdoors. Give $10 a month or more. It will be matched right now with our match going on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your t-shirt.
And you can join Carolyn DePier, who pledged this hour, got her pledge doubled. She says, I love WPR. Keep it up, you guys. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much. We will keep it up thanks to listener support. Won't you join her with your pledge? Get it doubled this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking about how to plot out more sustainable vacations here on The Morning Show. And a study last year by the University of Sydney found that global tourism accounts for 8% of total carbon emissions. That's three times higher than previously thought. Did you recently take a trip that you would consider sustainable? Tell us about it at 800-642-1234. Kelly Louise is our guide. She's the founder of a nonprofit that promotes sustainable tourism. Kelly, we often hear about how air travel is one of the biggest polluters. Is exploring and vacationing a little closer to home, is that a more sustainable option?
I think there's always different opportunities that we can think about when we are when we're exploring around our world. That could be something as simple as taking public transportation when you're in a destination itself. It might mean instead of flying across Europe, you decide to take a slower way of travel and you're taking trains from country to country. But one thing that I do always say is that at Impact Travel Alliance, we're passionate about innovation within the industry. We're celebrating tourism and the companies that are doing really innovative things and pushing to become more sustainable. And so we're not sitting over here saying you have to stop traveling or you can't take a flight somewhere. But what we are doing is celebrating the brands that are pushing forward and making efforts to become more eco-conscious and sustainable.
If you do go through a travel company, what kinds of questions should you be asking to ensure that your money is going where you want it to go?
So there is a phenomenon called tourism leakage. And basically what that is that especially in developing countries, if we are visiting, then we often think that tourism acts as an economic driver for that destination. But as little as 10% or less of our money can actually stay in that destination. And so from every path of booking, there's all of these little things that we can be aware of when we're thinking about where our money is going. When working with a travel agent, that makes it way easier if you have someone who's well-versed in sustainability and you can just say, hey, I trust you. Where does the money go? Make sure that it's staying local. Make sure that it's having a positive impact on the community and the environment. But if you're doing it on your own, then what I would do is really just dig to see if a company is doing something good. They should have a sustainability component on their website. They should share that the money stays local. Whether it's a corporation or a small business, there's ways that you can look into their website and see how your money is having a positive impact on that destination.
What's been one of your fondest memories of a time you could actually see the difference your dollar was making on a trip you took?
One of my personal favorite experiences was actually in Nepal, and I've been fortunate enough to go back there twice in about the last 18 months or so. And there's a beautiful program called Community Homestay, where it's a network of homestays across Nepal. And most people think of Nepal and they think of trekking, but it has this very rich and beautiful cultural side to it. So I always encourage people to find a way to connect with the local community. And through this homestay network, what the company has done is they've really worked to integrate women into all components of the project. And so from having a tourism experience, that's simply something where you're having an immersive, wonderful experience in Nepal where you're able to connect directly with a family. It's being run by women and also empowering women. And so you're able to see the direct correlation between having a sustainable travel experience that empowers women and then in turn has this beautiful ripple effect across all different sides of the community.
I wonder if you also make lifelong friends with the families you've stayed with.
You do. It was great because you kind of, as a traveler, think that not everyone's going to remember you when you go back. With these homestay programs, they have the women come out and they do cultural dances to greet you at the beginning. And there was one point where I made eye contact with one of my host moms and she just got so excited. And so I knew that she recognized me, and afterwards she ran up and she hugged me. So it's a really great way to connect directly with that local community.
Well, Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Kelly Louise is founder of Impact Travel Alliance, a nonprofit that promotes sustainable tourism. She also runs a travel and lifestyle blog called The Culture Collective. Coming up, Wisconsin municipalities are relying on property taxes far more than most other states. We'll talk about it after this news update right here on the Ideas Network.